Hi, everyone, and welcome to TPE's State of the Union. Typically, you would have Hank leading this discussion and thanking you all for being subscribers to the podcast. But in a little bit of a change, he wants to go and do his 50 questions about Hank. And to do this, we need to have a questionnaire, which I will be taking that role. So with us, we have Hank Davis.
Hello, everyone.
So are you ready for this?
I hope so. I hope so.
All right. Well, we'll get some of the more riskier ones out of the way, up front. So I guess prepare yourself. So here we go. All right. From Eric, I'm a longtime TPE network listener. Back in the day, I remember Big Mike saying they retired your playa jersey. How many women have you dated?
Oh, this one comes up all the time. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad the girlfriend's not here yet, so we will answer this honestly. I don't have the exact number, but I do know it's over 300.
Wow.
It's getting a little Dragon Ball Z-ish, so we will leave it right there.
All right, we'll move on to the next one. I'll just throw this out to everyone. A lot of these do not have authors of who sent them, so if I do not say a name at the beginning, that's the reason why. All right, next question is by unknown. Are you married and do you have kids?
I am not married, and to the best of my knowledge, I do not have kids. I did have to take a paternity test years ago, but I was proven Maury Povich style that I was not the father. Even though she does look a lot like me, I still come in contact with that young lady. She's one of my niece's best friends, and they believe themselves to be cousins. So I promise you, I took a paternity test, still friends with her mother. So we'll leave that there.
That's where we need the Maury sound effect of everyone going, ooh. All right. Next question from Amber. Have you ever dated a listener?
Yes. Yes, I have. Multiple listeners.
Oh, okay. And then let's see. On to the next one. Have you ever been dumped?
I will say left, where your life just goes in two different directions. I remember both times very vividly. One time, I was dating a boss, and that was just like this crazy affair. It got crazy because little did I know she was engaged or about to be engaged. And that one, I ended up really liking her, and it just was really weird and complicated. And so she had to leave the store, obviously, because of that relationship. So she had to leave me behind, which it was getting crazy anyway, so it was fine. But the most vivid one I can remember was junior year in high school. I dated a senior. She came to our school for just 1 year. Gorgeous, a model. And we were just thick as thieves. And at the end of the year, she was like, well, I'm going back to do model things. I'm going to New York. I'll see you later. I was like, what? So that was devastating. And it kind of set me on that course I went on where I was dating so many different women constantly.
It sounds like that was the once and lost Mrs. Davis.
Yes, possibly. Possibly.
All right. Can we do Wayne's voicemail?
Oh, definitely. Take her away, Wayne.
Hey there, Wayne Henderson here from MediaVoiceOvers.com, sending in huge congratulations on 13 excellent years of podcasting at the TPE Network. So many great shows, so many great memories. That's Not Football will forever be in my lexicon of verbiage that I want to throw out during football season, thanks to your network shows. Anyway, I just want to send the congratulations and take advantage of the Ask Me Anything that you've offered up. And so this is kind of a two-parter. It's not going to be too hard, but I'm very curious because even over the many, many years that I've been listening to your shows, I'm not positive I've heard these stories. So Hank, what was it that first got you into listening to podcasting? You know, what was your first podcast or two that you discovered, and, you know, why'd you decide to give that type of media a listen? And What was it that sparked you to have the desire to create your own first podcast? I'm going to let you get back to it so I can hear what the story is.
Fantastic, Wayne. Thanks for sending that in. I think Wayne was the only person that sent a voicemail. Everybody else just sent email. So thank you, Wayne, for that. Appreciate it. The first podcast I listened to was Dig Nation. It was Kevin Rose and Alex Albrecht. And I didn't understand what they were doing at that time. I want to say that was 2005. And I was like, Big Mike, come over, come over. You know, back in the day, you really weren't doing a lot of group stuff online like you could now. Like I could just have John come in and he could see my screen and all that kind of stuff. But back in that those days, Big Mike would come over all the time anyway. He had a permanent seat on my couch. And we watched that show and we were like, we could do this, but we didn't do it right away. So that was the first podcast I listened to. And then I got turned on to Leah Laporte's Twit Network. So I started listening to those. And believe it or not, even though it was way back 2005, there were a lot of video podcasts back there when podcasts first started. And I just felt like I have a voice. I have a message. I can figure this stuff out. Took me forever to figure out the equipment, not going to lie. But that was the start of TPE Network. I was like, some of my friends are talented. Alex, Big Mike, Mello, XD. I talked to all of them. I was like, here's what this is. I'll figure out the technical stuff and we'll give it a go. So it wasn't until summer of 2006 that we first started. With an outrageous idea. Nowadays would never work. It was In a Nutshell was the show. And so we would come on, me and Mello would talk sports, me and Alex would talk professional wrestling, and me and XD would talk video games. That just wouldn't work now because people want those things segmented. But back then people would listen. Did I answer both parts of his question?
I think you did.
Okay. Cool.
Very good.
Thanks, all Wayne. Right.
On to the next question. How many podcasts has TPE Network produced so far?
I saw this when it came in, so I started making a list. Didn't get any help from Alex. Wink, wink. I believe there are 36 that are actually going to be or are podcasts. And then there are 38, including the two that never happened, Agent Carter and The Defenders. We ended up rolling them into different podcasts, but that's a lot of podcasts when I went back through it.
Yeah, that sure is.
I think that's all of them.
All right. Let's see. This one is from Charles. Hank, I've heard you mention a few times that you used to box. Could you elaborate on that more and also tell us why you stopped?
I was actually they used to call me the Jack of Spades because I could play every sport well. So I could play baseball, but I ran track. So I was always in conflict with that. Play football, but I was better at basketball. And, you know, there was just all these conflicts. But the one sport I started when I was 7 years old, and that was boxing. And when I got to be later in my teens, I was approached by some individuals that said, maybe it would be a good idea if you go back into boxing. I was a state champion and more weightlifter. And I had a lot of strength packed into a really small frame. So I could punch a heavy bag and lift and knock the heavy bag off its rack. That's how I would take rest breaks when I was training. Don't tell them that. Don't tell the old coaches that. But I just kind of gravitated towards that because it was my best chance to go pro out of any of the sports I did. I was a little too light in the keister, as they say, to play professional football. I was just small. I didn't fill out until, you know, later in life, but I was really strong. So, and I had hand speed, accuracy, and I was just a good natural fighter anyway. So I wish MMA was more popular back then because that would have been the path I would have took, but that's how I got into boxing, and I quit because, as I've said in the past, if anybody is an old-time listener, boxing is one screenplay away from being professional wrestling. It is more scripted than you could ever imagine.
Now I'm starting to get an understanding of why you and Alex like wrestling so much. And speaking of which, the next question just so happens to be, how did you meet Alex?
Oh, my goodness. I wonder who'll get mad if I tell this story. I don't think so. But everybody remember in America, the world's greatest toy store? We worked there for a short period of time, and he came on the I started in the spring. It was like mid-90s. He came on the following summer, I want to say. So we just instantly hit it off, loved wrestling. He started inviting me to his wrestling parties and all this stuff. And we just became great friends after that. But yep, the world's greatest toy store. That's where we met.
So, okay, so I have a side question here for that. So we're talking KB toy stores, or are we talking Toys R Us?
Toys R Us.
All right, because, I mean, I had a lot of KB toy stores from where I'm at. Yes, we had Toys R Us, but KB toy stores was pretty hopping as well. But anyway, that's besides that. All right, next question. Any TPE network lunches or dinners that went horribly wrong? And that is from Matt.
Oh, my gosh. I had this bright idea one year to do some TPE network write-offs. Like my accountant said, go ahead, have some lunches or whatever. So these guys took full advantage. That bill was huge. Like it was huge. And I was like, you know, what did we do? We didn't accomplish anything. We didn't talk about anything. Just everybody ate and drank for free. So that went horribly wrong. And then we had a nighttime one that went really, really wrong. I don't want to get too deep into that, but.
Well, I mean, but the next question just so happens to be, what are the craziest party stories you have?
Okay. So, all right. That's awesome. So at this nighttime event, I started buying shots for everyone and I got my bill. It was in the hundreds. And I was like, what were we doing? Like, what happened? There weren't that many people. It was insane. That was insane. And then this is the party question. Craziest party stories.
Yep.
Okay. Big Mike Mello. I don't think Alex was at this one. A friend of ours, a mutual friend of me and Alex's, Dave, and another friend of mine, Damien. I was in this apartment complex. It was the most ghettoest apartment in the history of apartments. It's in Flint, Michigan. Hopefully it's been condemned by now. But they were so sick of me. I was turning that place into a turnstile with, you know, opposite sex coming over all the time and parties all the time and noise, neighbors complaining. I had a Kenwood stereo system that could blow your doors off. All kinds of stuff going on. Dudes looking for me, wanting to fight, all kinds of nonsense. And they were like, no more parties, any more parties, and you're going to be evicted. So we're like, okay, cool. Mello gets a keg and he brings it over on a Friday night. And I'm like, I cannot get busted with this. We call it Operation Keg Stand. We had like a baby blankets around this keg. Like this is a child or something as we're sneaking it in. So why two grown men would be, you know, like jointly holding a child? I don't know, but we had this big wad of blankets covering this pony keg coming in. We just dumping ice upon ice in the apartment's washing machine. You know, the tub they have where you can pour stuff and dump stuff and all that. We filled it with ice, put the keg in there, and we're just nonchalantly doing laundry for about 5 hours. So it was ridiculous and stupid and reckless, but it was a lot of fun because we had to sneak it in. Then we had to sneak it out without the landlord seeing.
And the landlord never did see it. I'm taking it because you sound like it's ending that way.
No, I ended up breaking the lease myself. My boss was like, you want to get out of that freaking dump? I was like, yeah. So he's like, yeah, you've just been transferred to Ohio. So fictitiously. So that was the coolest thing any boss has ever done.
Well, all right, let's go get another one because we got a bunch more to go.
Okay.
Dear Hank, I would like to know how you decide on what subject or show to produce, and how long does it take to get that off the ground?
Ooh, I typically just go by passion. So if it's something that we actually are interested in, that's really how I do it. I've never really been an audience chaser. So if it's just something I think we're going to be interested in, we just do it. And I can have a feed for a podcast ready to go with artwork and the first promo episode, probably if I wanted to, a day, but realistically, probably 3 to 5 days, it'll be live.
All right. Okay, I'm reading this one, and it reminds me from the movie Speed, so I'm going to do it that way. So, pop quiz, hotshot. If you had the ability to go back and erase one of your podcasts from existence, which one would that be?
Oh, my gosh. There's a lot of them.
I can think of one.
Inhumans?
Yes.
Yes. I think just because we thought it was going to be something that it wasn't, and it was really dumb. If there are a lot of old school listeners listening to this, I think some of you will ironically enough remember this podcast I used to do. It was a video podcast. It was the dumbest thing ever. It was called Ghetto Ghost Gitta. So when ghost hunting shows started getting popular, I did a comedic spoof on it. And it was stupid because in every episode, I'm still in my own apartment. But people who watch that, for whatever reason, why they watch that, they, to this day, people will ask me about that. Oh, you should do that again. I'm like, no, that was dumb. Like, I wish I could erase that from existence.
I don't know. I kind of feel like I want to hear these old clips. It kind of sounds funny.
I have an old drive that needs to be restored and see if the data can be recovered. And if I can ever recover it, I have that. I have all the episodes of that, all the early episodes of In a Nutshell, Second Hour, Roundtable, The Hank Davis Show, all those kind of shows on there. And it also has when Alex and I went ghost hunting for real, and the crap we caught on that video was insane. Someday.
I mean, like, we're talking just people running around and like their things, or you guys actually caught ghosts?
Possible
ghosts.
We possibly caught ghosts. I brought out a flat ball. The reason why it was flat was so you couldn't roll it without force. And Alex is trying to debunk something that just happened. Like, this ball just goes rolling all over the freaking floor. It was insane. And he was like, oh, I can recreate that. And he's smacking that ball each left and right, and it doesn't move an inch. And he's like, all right, then. You know, it freaked us out. Freaked us out. We caught EVPs, everything.
All right. Well, let's move on. Hank, what are some of your long-term goals?
Podcast Hall of Fame. I would love to be inducted into that. I would love to win more awards as a team here at TPE Network. I want some of my apps to hit. Like, I have a ton of ideas, but not really a lot of hits so far. And I would like to be ingrained in the podcast space in more than just talent. So maybe services and apps and stuff like that.
All right. Let's see. This is from Stacy. Dear Hank, I enjoy listening to your long night podcast, but I have a question for you. Has your winter ended yet?
Well, in Michigan, we had snow as recently as May. But yes, winter has ended. The studio I'm in right now is like 81 degrees right this second. So winter has ended, Stacy.
And apparently there's no spring. It just jumps straight to summer.
Yes.
All right. This is from Rebecca. What's next for TPE Network?
I almost want to say going full circle as far as production. I want to get back into video. I want to do both long and short form video for YouTube and on the site, and just kind of make it stuff like I did in the past. I did it before. I'm always ahead of the trends. And 2006, 7, 8, 9, you know, I was doing videos with green screens and all that kind of stuff. And I kind of want to get back to that.
Interesting. Interesting indeed. All right. This is from Evan. When will you hang up your microphone and retire from podcasting?
When I'm dead.
I kind of saw that one coming. All right. This is from Dale. What happened to Mello? And will you ever do sport podcasts again?
I have to tread lightly here. Mello and I are on the outs at this particular time. I will never say never, but it is highly unlikely that we will work together again in that capacity. We just had two different ideas. I'm a little more 2.0. He'd be a little more 1.0. And when you have people tell you warring on the direction, you end up having no direction. So he was more like get on radio kind of guy. And I'm more like dominate Apple podcast kind of guy. So
gotcha.
I don't foresee like TPE Network finally has a singular focus, television, movies. And I kind of want to keep it that way at this time. I won't say that it'll never happen, but I think it would be highly unlikely that I'll get back into the sports stuff. Plus, I get a lot of grief from other former and current athletes because of my views and opinions, because of what I said earlier about scripting and all that stuff. There's some people that are still with the blinders on and still want to believe that Santa Claus is real, but it's just not. And I'll leave the Mello stuff alone because that is a bag of that's a bag right now. So we're not in a good spot right at this minute.
Wait a second. Santa Claus, is it real?
I'm so sorry.
On to the next question after bursting my bubble. Have you ever been approached to join another podcast network?
All the time. Yeah, I all have been approached for just me to leave multiple times. I've been approached, you know, to try to poach some of my people, and it has happened. I have had people I don't want to say I built them up, but they used my platform and then they go off into somebody else's network and stuff. It won't be too hard to figure out the who's on that. But yes, definitely been approached to shutter TPE Network and do other things.
All right. Who is the most difficult co-host you've had to work with?
Jeez, oh, Pete. I'm going to say Mello just from a scheduling perspective. Alex has some scheduling issues as well. He's just a busy individual. But Mello had stuff right in the middle of the season in which we were podcasting. So he would take breaks and take trips and stuff right in the peak time. And it's just hard to keep scaling and growing when you can't get things out the door. So I'll say Mello.
All right. Where did you meet Big Mike and how did you decide to start a podcast?
Oh my gosh. Big Mike is one of the most naturally talented individuals I've ever met. He is just super funny. His cousin, all of you will know who his cousin is. His cousin, and it, I don't know if he'll get pissed off that I say this. His cousin is Terry Crews.
What?
So, yeah. So that humor and stuff runs right through all of their different branches of family. He's wow. Hilarious. He's just naturally hilarious. I put him in front of a microphone and his shows exploded, period. The biggest shows we've ever done contained Big Mike. So that's, and I met him at another retailer after the World's Greatest Toy Store. I worked for a retailer. They do not. We parted on bad terms. And it involved an exchange of money. I will say that much. And they have, I will just give you a hint. They have like a bullseye as their logo, but I won't say the name, but you should be able to figure it out. That's where we've been.
Okay. All right. This is from Andrew. What has been your most successful show?
Oh my gosh. The Big Mike shows, Let's Talk Women. That show would do anywhere from 12K to like, in its peak, probably 50K per episode. And Sex Headline News was the spinoff of that, where we just got these weird sex related stories and we would just comedically riff on them. And that has episodes that are probably up close to 100,000 downloads.
All right. Who has been the douchiest guest you've ever interviewed.
Oh, man, we had some dingleberries. Still friends with one of them, so I don't really want to say his name because his legion of people will come after me. But there was an individual that just despised how popular some of our shows were because he had shows and he thought he was this, that, and the other. And when I sent him the actual Libsyn page, like, here is the actual Libsyn statistic page, and he realized that his show was getting probably less than a eighth of the downloads that show was getting. I don't think he's ever talked to me since, but we still are like friends on certain networks and stuff, on social networks and stuff. So I don't really want to give him any airtime. Also had a woman from television, and she had like the same kind of response. I'll just quickly say this. When people find out that you can get more viewers or as many listeners and viewers in podcasting as you can on the radio or in small market television, something triggers them. And there was this woman I interviewed. She's on television. She'll be on like ABC and stuff. I'll say her name, Anna David. And she got triggered like in the middle of the episode. She was like, can I promote such and such? I'm like, go ahead. She's like, well, how many people are we reaching? I'm like, well, this episode, last week's episode was 30 some thousand. The week before that was like 50 some thousand. Since she was a minor D-list celebrity, I would say her episode was probably going to do 55, 60,000. And she just, like, the rest of the interview was just off. So there you go.
All right. Well, let's see. Next question is, have you ever considered getting into radio, TV, or movies?
Radio, I've had that pitched a million times. That was a mellow dream. I was never interested in it. So I really wouldn't care to do radio, to be honest with you. TV, I thought I wanted to do TV. I just don't know if I want to deal with the weirdos in Hollywood. So I don't know about TVs and movies. I might, if it was just some like a little cameo or a little guest spot or something, or if I could control the entire process, cool. But if I couldn't, no.
I mean, wouldn't you want to be a red shirt and the background of a Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode? It would be like, oh, there's Hank. Oh, he's dead now.
that I would do. I would do that.
All right. Next question. Let's see. This is not from, this is anonymous. So I remember the Big Mike versus Hank Davis diss track where you guys fired shots back and forth. What brought that on and who actually won?
Oh, goodness. What brought that? I don't remember what brought that on. I think it was just the funny thing to do. He was trying to launch his own show at the time. So I was trying to give him a boost. And so we were just taking friendly jolts back and forth. And then it just turned into like this crazy weekly battle. And we started doing rap songs at each other. And then I made the final track where I used his own voice saying things he did not say. So I would just cut all his words up and make him say the most insane thing. So I think I won.
Okay. Mental note. I need to remember that in case, I'm like, there's things I didn't say that. Okay. This is from Madeline. Do you ever get mad at co-hosts and how do you work things out?
Constantly. I'm just, what do they call type C, type S personality. So I want things a certain way and stuff. So yes, I get mad. It's never anything, violent or mean-spirited to say, but we just talk things through. I'll just say why I want things a certain way. That's about it.
Okay. Let's see. Would you rather win awards or be in the top 100 podcasts?
Ooh. I think awards, because if it's my peers saying that I'm good, I think I would rather win the awards than just having a whole bunch of people that I'll never get to interact with listening in.
All right. This is from James. What are your goals, Hank, for the coming years?
All right. I want to spin off a different network. I want to go in a different direction. Some of the things we've never touched on are religion, politics, and conspiracies that, well, we did touch on them slightly for a short period of time, but I want to do that kind of stuff. I would like to spin off separate networks, have a real like Christian conversations and real political conversations and real conspiratorial conversations that don't impact TPE Network, because I think people should be able to come to TPE Network and expect television and movie news and recaps. So,
oh man, you're making me and if Amy's listening to this, I know she's going to be super excited to hear that as well.
Yeah. I've had this other idea for years and I want to do it. And I don't know if you just segment each of those networks or how to do it, but I want to get into everything because I try to just keep everything separated, compartmentalized, because you're not tuning in to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan podcast for lectures on politics or for listening to my beliefs. So,
all right. Let's see. Can you reveal anything you don't like about podcasting?
Jeez, oh, geez. Where do you want me to start? Whoever this is.
Oh, I got an easy one for you. Having a service that actually doesn't disconnect or drop or be something like, you know, do silly things. That's always a big one.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. The voiceover IP is the worst thing ever. And I thought these services that let you record both sides of the conversation were going to be the solution, but they're just as bad. So I think somebody should just do where you connect your phone. So me and you are just on a telephone call, but locally we're just recording to our computers in high fidelity. But you know what never seems to really break up is a telephone call. I don't really have calls that break up anymore, not since like the 90s. So have that kind of communication, and then locally you're each recording with time stamped audio that you can combine later. Let's do something like that, because that is annoying and editing is annoying sometimes.
I mean, clearly you haven't talked to my sister, because every time I talk to her and she has a brand new phone, it always just drops all the time. And I'm like, Stacey, how do you even do that? I have no idea. So. Sorry, I stole that a little bit of that question, but I already know that, you know, just from you and I podcasting, that's always like an issue. And you and I have talked about it so much. So
you are right.
All right. Let's see. This one is from Mark. I've heard you say that you don't like interviewing actors. Why is that?
Because they're NPCs. And if we could get it conspiratorial for a moment, they're just going to toe the company line. You're not going to really scoop anything from them. They can't talk about this. They can't talk about that. What fun is that? Like, that's why I think some of the cast of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they might be maybe disappointed that we don't hound them like other podcasts do and such, but I just don't know what I could get out of them. And if I can't get anything out of you, what's the point of the interview?
Yep, I understand that. So, all right, this is from Philip. What are your best tips for having a successful podcast?
Trying to steal the podcast space, Philip, are you? Successful podcast, on target, fast paced. Don't have an intro that's 18 minutes long before you get to the content. Eliminate what I just did. Ahs, ers, all that stuff, all that brain freeze stuff. Just clean content where you get into it. There's some success tips right there. I've got some podcasting how to's coming soon. I promise. I've been really slacking lately, but I promise they're coming soon.
Well, I mean, shoot, I guess I can't podcast anymore with all of my, who's that person? Yeah, because that's my thing. It's always on the tip of my tongue, too. So anyway, all right. Is there a podcast you regret starting, and have you created a podcast that you thought would be a bigger hit? Well, I think we might have already asked that question.
Yeah, this kind of seems like a repeat, but it would be Inhumans that just didn't hit the mark. And a podcast that I thought would be a bigger hit. I think anytime I've done the game show type podcast, I always thought they were going to be bigger, like Superhero Battlegrounds. I thought that would be huge, but it just didn't didn't pan out.
All right. Let's see. Scariest sports story you have.
Boxing in Detroit, Michigan. The fight almost didn't even happen. I got into a pre-fight altercation with a former professional boxer and champion named James Lights Out Tony. So we, to this day, can't stand each other. But they basically told me, like, if you win this match, and I will get into this down the road further somewhere in one of my conspiracy podcasts, but they basically told me, like, if you win this fight, you will not leave this building upright. That crowd wanted to kill me because I'm from Flint and this was Detroit and it was a huge deal back then. And that crowd was spitting. They were throwing things. They were yelling, calling me everything you could possibly. My corner was scared. I was scared. This is thousands of people. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
All right. This question is from Tony. Are there any current or former athletes you'd like to fight?
There you go. There you go. We butted these together perfectly. James Tony, I'll beat the snot out of him. I just don't like his attitude. I never liked his attitude. I hope he's changed, man, because I know I am. But back then, it just did not work. Just two conflicting attitudes. There's a couple more. I dated one NBA player's wife, and he wanted to fight. He's from Saginaw. It won't take people but a Google search to figure out who. But I would knock his block off. I don't care how tall he is. All right, let's move. Let's keep it moving.
All right. What is one thing you wish you could change about producing your podcasts?
Not having to edit. Next.
All right. Hi, Hank. This is from Mark. What type of equipment do you use with your podcasting group?
All right. I am now on the Rodecaster Pro, and I use a Rode Pro. I hate their naming. But Rode Procaster is the microphone. Rodecaster Pro is the mixer / audio interface. I sent Alex, John, Amy, XD, Big Mike, a variety of three style of mics that I always recommend for USB. Samson Q2U, Audio Technica, ATR 2100, and Audio Technica 2005. So I've sent them all a variation of one of those mics.
All right. Let's see. And actually, that one was from Anonymous. It wasn't from a Mark. This question is from a Mark. I apologize. Have you been in any bar or street fights? Since you were a boxer, I would assume so. If so, what was the craziest fight you've been in? So that's like three questions right there,
Mark. Goodness, goodness. Okay. Yes, definitely been in bar and street fights. Hundreds of them. Ones that stick out. There was one in Flint where it was this nightclub that got shut down. Well, two of them that got shut down. I'll tell two different stories as quick as I can. There were a couple of friends of mine got into a fight, and it was them against, and I am not BSing, it was like 50 or 60 people. They were beating them across the street. So I wanted to jump in. My friends were terrified. They were like, do not get in. We cannot win this. There's too many of them. I'm like, we'll see about that. So what I was doing was just like picking people off from the outside coming in. It was just one, whop. And they were beating these guys into the street. Traffic stopped on Dort Highway. It was on the news. It was horrific. It looked like a riot is what it looked like. It was insane. But I was kind of just picking people off at random. So I wasn't being targeted by a bunch of people at once, which was, thank goodness. Another time, Celebrations Nightclub got shut down. A guy got shot in the head outside the front door. And everybody left. And he was laying on the ground with a bullet hole through his head, and his head was swelling up like a pumpkin, and he was talking, and it was the freakiest crap I've ever seen in my life. Creepy.
Well, that definitely summed up all three of those questions in one. All right. This is from Agent 91.
Yeah.
What is one show you wish you could have done a podcast for?
I want to say Game of Thrones from the start, but John and I did the last season, so I don't know if that counts. But if we would have started with that, that could have been huge for us. Maybe.
Yeah, but even, you know, and I can even say that even listening to some of the other podcasts that I listen to, that's Game of Thrones, they didn't even start at the very beginning. I don't think really anybody did. So.
Okay. Maybe Lost, because I was really interested in Lost. And that show was really fun, and it's in our wheelhouse of we get to wildly speculate about stuff. That's when we're at our best. So maybe Lost.
Oh, man, I would have loved to have been part of that. I mean, where's their podcasting really wasn't even that big yet right around that time. I think it was just in its infancy.
It was definitely in its infancy.
All right. Okay, this is from Ava. What has been TPE Network's best year of podcasting? Love you all, Ava.
Wow. I want to say 2009 or 2010, I think, is when we were at the peak of downloads. So one of those. I'm sorry. I'm a little fuzzy. Old man disorder.
All right. Let's see. This is most of the rest of these are from Anonymous. So if you started from scratch, what would you do differently?
I would put some money behind it.
All right. Are there any podcasters that are successful that you think are overrated?
Yes. There's a lot.
Most of them, right?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them I think are overrated. I think Joe Rogan has talent because he's actually researching and listening to your stuff. But I think Adam Carolla, I think he's just so overhyped. I'm sorry. I've just never been a fan.
All right, let's see. What is your biggest pet peeve when it comes to listening to other podcasts?
Get to the point. Like, they don't get to the point. They're saying a bunch to say nothing. So that is my pet peeve.
All right. What's the craziest piece of feedback you've ever received?
Oh, man. How do I keep this PG?
I don't know. Should this be a question at the very beginning?
It should have. Big Mike and I had this listener. We called him Listener X, and he was something special. He was really a great guy, but he had a penchant for going to multiple persons with one woman parties, and he sent us pictures.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and you can't unsee them.
Okay. Best microphone you've ever used?
I guess I will say the Heil PR40 because it is the Heil PR40 and an angel gets its wings every time you use one. So I'll say the Heil PR40.
All right. What's your dream podcast setup?
Oh, my gosh. I would take one of those gigantic pre-Sonus studio live boards, and then I would have, microphone-wise, a vintage Electro Voice RE20, and then I would have the Aphex channel strip. They're like $1,000 a piece. I would have one of those. I don't think you can get any better than that.
Wow. All right. What motivates you to keep podcasting?
I'm a competitive person, and I don't want to say that and make it sound like I'm competing against other podcasters, when in some instances I am, you know, awards and recognition and stuff like that. I want to stand out, but I have a message and I have a voice and I want it to be the best it could possibly be. I'm self-motivated. So I enjoy just doing it. It's a fun hobby.
Oh, I thought it would be all your other podcasters bugging you to podcast. I mean, I wouldn't know anything about that. Okay, next question. Who is the best role model in your life?
My mother when she was alive. So this is the nicest person you'd ever meet. Like, hey, can I have the shirt off your back? And she'd hand you everything else with it and stuff. She never gave up on people. One of the few times where she had this really interesting story. She was given the cancer death prediction that you're going to die in X amount of months or whatever. I'll never forget it because I had just gotten engaged for the first time. And then that followed. And I was like, oh, you know, it just basically hurt that relationship and stuff. But she was going through chemo and stuff with a group and they were having these group conversations and stuff because it was all terminal people. And this guy in her group was really prejudiced, and she won him over. And I've never seen anybody win people over more than she did. She would win people over to Christ and win people over to just being better people. So I would say mom.
Well, I see that there was a second question in there that I just came up with. How many times have you been engaged now?
Twice.
Okay. Yes. What's something about you that people don't know? Well, there was one right there. You've been engaged twice.
I taught myself to juggle when I was a kid. I saw it on TV and I thought it was cool. And I went outside and I was like, nope, fail for about a week or so. And then a friend of mine basically showed me this little diagram, and I'm a math person. And once I saw it was all about the angles at which you throw the objects, done. I was out there showing off for traffic. They'd go by beeping.
So in that case, can you still juggle?
Yes. I do it at work every once in a while, and people are like,
all right, let's see. Name a situation from your past that pisses you off until this day. I can repeat it for you if you want.
Ooh, I need some stall time. Oh my gosh, a situation that pisses me off to this day. There's a lot of things I get mad about to this day that I remember. Just dumb stuff, like dumb fights over nothing. When people have lied to me in the past and stuff, just stupid stuff like this. This one guy, he was trying to talk to my second fiance, and he had this flashy car and all this money and all this stuff. And his neighbor was a Genesee County sheriff. And I was like, not scared. And anytime I see that guy, if I see him, he runs for his life, even though I'm not that kind of guy anymore. But it just irks me to this day because he led her down a terrible path. You know, she has passed away years ago. She had issues, drug issues. But I think that would be something that would tick me off to this day. I wrapped a baseball bat around his fancy smancy car.
Ooh. Okay. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I hope still podcasting, and I hope I have one of my scripts or something will get optioned. I hope so, you know, like a little bit higher profile, but doing similar stuff to what I do now, and maybe bringing like podcast conferences to Michigan. That would be great.
All right. Are you related to any other athletes or celebrities?
Define celebrity.
We'll go as far as a D celebrity. D-list celebrity.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Then I can say yes. I am related to the DJ. If you're in the African American community, you'll probably know who Russ Parr is. He has a syndicated morning show, really super popular. Yep. I'm related to him. I am related to Gabe Northern. That's my cousin. He was a former NFL player. I have other distant, even further distant cousins that are older, maybe deceased now, that played in the NFL as well. Wilson Chandler, he plays in the NBA. I think he's still playing. I think he plays for the Clippers now, but he is my cousin. What's up, Benton Harbor, Michigan? He's my cousin. There's some other people out there, but they're just really fringe. So those would be probably the highest profile people that I can think of offhand.
All right. What's the best idea you've ever had?
I had an idea for a social network that would destroy Facebook. I think that is the best idea I've ever had. But to beat Facebook, you would need so much money. I think you would probably need like $5 billion to beat Facebook. I don't think you're unseating Facebook with $500 million or anything like that. I think you would need about $5 billion to do it. But it was a social network that would sift. It was going to be called Sift, but you would put in keywords and then it would peel away stuff you don't want. So let's say I don't want political stuff. So let's say I put in politics. So any keywords associated with politics, and it would grow over time. So if somebody was typing something Obama, something Trump, something Romney, whatever, it would sift that automatically from my feed, so I would not see that.
All right. This is from Manuel. If money was no object, what service, app, or product would you build?
Money is no object. I'd probably try to kill Facebook, but I would do something in podcasting. I'd either make some cool microphone or a voice over IP service that actually works.
All right. Let's see. Do you want to podcast full time, or is it fun being a hobby? And that is from Glenn.
Yeah. Hobby's fine. I would like to be in the space, make money in the space of podcasting. But I think I know all too well, once you saddle yourself to something that becomes a career, then it becomes less fun. So hobby.
All right. Is there anything that would make you quit podcasting?
Yeah. If you ever want me to quit, just let me become absolutely irrelevant in my niches. So if there was no conversation of you suck or you're great, if there was none of that, if it was just silence, I guess, then that would probably do it, unless it was just for fun, which most of the time it's just for fun anyway. So probably not too much that would get me to quit, but that's that whole talking into a barrel with nothing going on, that would probably do it.
All right. This is from Amber. Tell us who your former and present celebrity crushes are.
Wow. Personal much? I used to just have a huge thing for Jada Pinkett before she married Will Smith. Trying to think of who else. There was some model I really liked as a young guy. Cannot remember her name. They make fun of her now because she's got a big forehead. I can't think of her name. Gabrielle Union. Yep. All day, all day. And then John had to show me who was the person that played Blink on.
I do not remember.
Okay.
You mean
on The Gifted?
On The Gifted. No, yeah. I do not remember. Yeah. But yeah, I know who you're talking about.
John may or may not have forwarded me a picture of that individual. And I was like, okay, yep, I want to be on TV.
Yay. All right. This question is from Vince. How many podcasts do you listen to?
Ooh, we can look right now. Let me pull up my app and super quick, because I think it is in the 20s. I think the most I was ever subscribed to was like 30, but come on. Load. There we go. Subscriptions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Jeez, 14, 15, 16, they got 17, me counting 18, too.
20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 24.
Okay, I don't want to tell you how many I have. I have literally double that.
Wow, power user.
Well, I mean, come on. It's like you listen to some of these that they only put out like 12 and they'll have another season come out. So you just sit on them for a while. And do you realize how many TPE Network podcasts there are that I'm sitting on because I listen to our podcast as well?
That's fantastic that you listen.
Oh, yeah, because I got to be able to pick up the snark wherever it's laid out and be able to correct Alex whenever he's spouting off nonsense.
Oh, good one.
All right. So let's see. What is your biggest regret in life?
Woo. All right there. This person from Greece or somewhere where they do heavy thinking or something.
I don't know.
Maybe it's not having kids, maybe, I would say.
Hey, it's never too late.
Yeah, I guess there's always, what is his name? The guy that plays Hank Pym in the movies, he's like got like a 10-year-old or something.
Hey, and you know what? And then afterwards, you'll be like, that's okay. I should have just stayed single. All right. Next question. Have you had the type of success you wanted?
I guess I would say yes and no, because I didn't know what success is. Success is a moving target, in my opinion. I don't know if you agree with that or disagree with that.
Well, I almost feel that this question needs a little more like meat to it. So, I mean, I guess could you elaborate on any of that?
Yeah, definitely. I've had the download numbers. Like, people would kill to have shows do anywhere from 12,000 to 100,000 downloads. People would saw their arm off for that. So I've been there, done that. But it's like now I don't think TPE Network is per se, even though it's found its footing, I don't think we've 100% maximized what we can do. And there's just so many other groups of people out there that we could be reaching that we're not reaching yet. So I think there's a lot of runway there to get it. So I would say, no, I have not had the type of success I wanted. I think I would just like to be a little more ingrained in the podcast space overall. So as you say, not necessarily like the huge names or anything, but like that next tier of names that you think of in podcasting, I would at least like to have our network and all the co-hosts be on that kind of level.
All right. This is the last question. Woo. It is from Terrence. Are there any more original ideas for a podcast, or do you think we've seen it all?
Man, just when I say I think we've seen it all, there'll be something else that comes up, because even years ago, I was like, oh, this is it. Like, there's nothing really groundbreaking. But I really think there's some meat in that game show type podcast. I think you can do it a different way than a traditional television type game show. I think there's something that can be done in that aspect that would be different than anything you've ever heard before. I do think there's some uncharted territory out there with storytelling, and not just storytelling, but how you tell the story, because people are starting to do episodic stuff. I've even started writing the scripts for Amy and I are going to be doing it's going to be a superhero type character. So as you would watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or The Flash or Arrow, well, nobody watches Arrow anymore, but shows like that, you would tune into this podcast in that kind of episodic manner. So you would follow this totally made up character and all these situations, but it just takes so much to produce. But I think there's some way to combine storytelling with news and have some weird amalgamation combining that stuff to where you really feel like you're there and you deliver more than just the facts of what's going on and blank. You could kind of go beyond that.
Well, that is it for all these questions that everyone has sent in to for this 13th anniversary of TPE Network and Ask Hank Anything. So, Hank, you've been a great sport about this. Thank you very much.
Thank you for carving out all this time to do this. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, any time for the anniversary. So I guess I want to thank everyone for listening, and make sure to check us out on the Superhero Report that Hank and I do, as well as the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan podcast, which will be coming back around, not next week, but the week following, since, you know, there's no episode this Friday. So,
right.
Hank, is there anything else that you'd like to say?
I just want to say that John and I are probably up for a podcast award at a different kind of podcast conference, and there'll be more on that on the next Superhero Report.
All right. Well, in that case, we're going to sign off, everyone. As for Hank and myself, we'll see you all later.
See you.
Tiger Prince Entertainment.
There ain't nothing else like it.